this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
What's up? It's KFC Radio episode 192. This episode is brought to you by Uber. Uber is the best side hustle going right now. You want to make that cash on the side. You want to do it nice and easy. You want to do it on your schedule and your time. Uber is the way to do it. It's the ultimate driving experience. It's not just another job. Totally flexible way to earn that cash. You can turn it on and off just the same way as you can turn on and off your car. All you need is that smartphone, a license, and a car. And you can be your own boss, pick people up, drop them off, and make that money. So if you like earning extra cash, maybe there's a little something special you want to buy, or you just need some extra money in general, you can start making money today with Uber. Get that side hustle on. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. It's World Series edition. Unfortunately, Danny Champs is off doing Cubs things. So I know a lot of you Cubs fans out there probably wanted to hear from the big man. But you got me and Feidelberg today. Going to be plenty of World Series talk, though, because I'm feeling pretty passionately about it.
I am, too, in fact.
Are you?
Yeah.
Now, you...
And I'll tell you what, we're not hot about the same issue.
Okay. You are hot about an issue.
No, I'm not hot about an issue. I'm just, like, I'm passionate about... I'm very happy for the Cubs fans. I think they deserve it. I remember when I went through this in 2004.
And that's what's going on here.
I'm tearing up again just thinking about how in 2004, like, how happy I was and, like... How happy I am that people are this happy.
If I had a machete, I would chop your fucking head off.
I'm tearing up.
John is crying in the studio right now. This is ridiculous.
I'm just thinking about your thing is like fuck the old people. And I'm just like remembering like going to like just see my grandfather after the Red Sox won.
Fuck your grandfather.
Like fuck your grandpa. It's so you'll never experience it.
Never.
And you'll never get to feel this happiness. But it's like. Just the passion you share with people who you've cared about for so long and, like, just cared about the same thing. It's crazy. And just them getting to experience this, I think, is awesome.
Okay.
It's great.
I hate you. I hate your guts. I hate your grandfather's guts. I hate everyone in Chicago. I hate all the old people. And I certainly hate the dead people. Here's what's going on. Obviously, I'm bitter and jealous, of course. That's where this is all stemming from. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I think, though, there is some level of when you're a Mets fan, like, I know, like, four other Mets fans. In, like, my entire life that I, like, really associate with. Like, just meeting, like, Clem and a couple people through the blog has, like, doubled the amount of Mets fans I have contact with because I'm in a city where everyone is dominated by the Yankees. So it's not, like, even if the Mets were to win the World Series, I would celebrate with, like, my mom, my brother, and, like, that's it. It would never be, like, this city-wide thing. Like, all right, yeah, Mets fans would all kind of come together. But the way that Boston did and the way that the Cubs fans did, even if I win the World Series, that'll never happen.
That's sad. That's sad to hear.
It's so fucking sad. It's just like people always are giving me shit for like being the Grinch and having like a cold black heart, and it makes perfect sense why I am the way I am. It's not like I've like
you're the dejected kid who like hates family because he never had it.
Right. But he's have a reason.
But those kids also sometimes, but they like seeing like they get sad when they see like a happy family. They're like, oh, I wish I.
I never had that, but you lash out instead of striving for it. Right. I can't strive for it. It's out of my fucking hands.
But you can create it. Like,
no, I can't. I cannot create a World Series.
You can create that kind of camaraderie and that closeness.
I mean,
you literally can. There are people.
I know what you're saying, and I do that.
You could have an influence on that.
I could say this
to a random person in a bar, and that would be a lie. Talking to you right here, you could influence like just a new age of positivity and like let's be happy.
Bro, I get what you're saying, but I physically cannot for two reasons. One, I'm incapable of like just this is the way I am. I have hate in my heart, and I have to let it out because it's been this way for 31 years.
See,
John.
So I can't
change, and if they don't change, I can't change, which means I can't help the fan base.
I hate a lot of things, and so I don't want to like, get on you too much for that. But I'm just a quiet hater. You're a loud, hater. Loud hater. Like when I hate something, when I really hate something, you don't even. No one knows. I just,
you just sit there, you stew,
and like I just let that all build inside of it.
All good.
Generally speaking, outwardly, I'm pretty positive, but inside,
I didn't expect to be outward. I obviously wanted the Indians to win. I didn't want Dan to be happy. I didn't want the Cubs fans to be like, we're out of misery, and now you're left alone. But I was not going to be like spiteful. And then I woke up.
You weren't going to be spiteful.
I didn't plan on it. I really didn't plan on it, John.
Dude, that's like the fucking sun planet not rising. Like, that's it. I'm just staying in bed today. Fuck no. You have to. That's how this whole orbit thing works.
Right.
That's how you work.
It's true. I need it to like survive. It's like my fuel. But I was not intending on doing it. And then I saw all the dead people and the old people on Twitter. It was crazy, John. John, come on.
Then I saw people experiencing happiness, and I was like, that's
fuck
it.
Them, man. Fuck that. I'm not supposed to like that. I also don't like this thing where it's like, oh, I'm not really a Cubs fan or an Indians fan, but like I'm just so happy to see fucking blah, blah, blah. I don't – why? Who
I am. I am. Kevin, if the day ever comes –
But that's because you've won. If you were still a – answer me this. If you still were cursed – would you still be a pussy congratulating all these fucking people?
I hardly remember being cursed.
God, I hate this kid so much. I hate him so much.
I was 13. Like I don't. I remember being cursed, but I don't remember like how.
All right.
I
well,
felt
use. Let's just like take your guess here. Would you? Do you think you'd still be a pussy and being like, "Oh, I'm so happy for Cubs fans and those old people and those dead people"?
If no, probably not. Not probably not. No, you're right. I mean,
right.
It's fair.
So, can like, you understand like, why I am the way I am?
I get it. I just don't agree with it.
Like, you can't. This is what drives me crazy. White Sox Dave finally realized it. White Sox Dave texted me and he was like, "I don't know what to do. This is not the way it's supposed to be. I can't handle this. I don't know how you dealt with this. Not only in baseball." But in football, all the time, with the Yankees and the Patriots and the Giants, even all the time. Of course I'm this way. Why don't people see that? Like, when people are like, oh, your shtick is old, I'm like, what part of this do you think is shtick? I'm surrounded by sports misery.
You're surrounded by sports success.
I'm surrounded by sports success. I'm entrenched in sports misery.
Right, right.
So what do you expect me to be like, John? Of course I'm going to fucking lash out.
I don't think you should be anything different. I'm just saying I don't like the way you are.
Okay, I don't like the way I am either. So we're in agreement there. I don't want to be this fucking person, man. It's absolutely terrible to be this guy.
It is. I'm surrounded by... I'm the opposite. I'm surrounded by misery.
And that's why you're so fucking happy. And
it doesn't. It makes me be happier. Just
right, because
like,
you're like, oh, I'm not Kevin. I'm not that guy. So shout out to all the White Sox fans going through this right now. I mean, you know, it's weird because the Cubs are like the Yankees without the winning. You know? Like, they're the popular team.
Yeah.
They're
oh, the yeah. Okay,
team,
okay.
But they don't
I
have
see.
Any winning, you know, winning history to show for it.
I see.
But I feel like the White Sox fans are still like the
well,
second
that has to
citizens.
Come with the fact that just like the Cubs are Southside, right? And
I would imagine. And there's just a dynamic there and Wrigleyville and all that shit.
Wrigleyville's
the greatest place on
it's
earth.
It's like Fenway. Whether the team's good or bad, going there is an experience.
That was my whole argument when we were on the rundown the other day. Like, I totally get why people want to just be like, I want to be a Cubs fan. This is awesome. Wrigleyville is the greatest place on earth. It's baseball and beer and chicks and that fucking Go Cubs Go song, which is fire. I get it. But, like, let's not pretend that's not the case.
No, but I don't think anyone was saying that, like, there aren't more fans who are just there for the environment. I'll agree with that. But to say that, like, there aren't fans who care is... I go to Fenway now and like yeah there's a lot of fucking like, the prices have gone so high a lot of people are there just like taking clients a lot of like
but I would
like,
still
there
say
families
that,
there
that Boston that just... Red Sox fans are long term classically like more into the actual baseball
yeah well I honestly don't know the only Cubs fans who I genuinely know are like Dan and he's so that's really all I can base off. But, like, there have been, like, studies, like, ESPN, like, not studies, but I guess, like, surveys. And just
polls
like,
and shit.
Like, Red Sox are, like, the most intelligent fan base or, like, their most, which it, I'm not saying is true because it's definitely.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Like, about the game. Yeah.
And there are a lot of Red Sox fans who are just very deeply passionate about baseball. But there are a fucking ton who are just.
Bandwagon,
I mean,
Pink Hats, for sure.
Pink Hat exists for a reason.
Right.
So if someone's like, oh, you're bandwagon fans. Yeah, there are a fucking shitload of them. That's what comes with success. But
again, that is the difference, I think, is that even before the success, when that team stunk, there was this bandwagon aspect because it was more than a baseball game and a baseball team. It was like a social event.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
I think, is what just drives me a little crazy, because for every one, like, diehard Cubs fan who, like, absolutely deserves this and went through hell their whole lives and now they won, fine. But when I just know that there are so many other fans relishing this and enjoying it, when I'm like, you fucking don't deserve it. I deserve it, not you.
I think what Dan was saying was right, too. We're just like, although there are so many bandwagons, there's also a shitload of just real ones.
Think less than the average fan base. There's a reason why that whole
exists. Less than the average. I think significantly more than the average fan base. I mean, a lot of MLB parks have a hard time just selling out.
That's not because of a diehard fan base. It's because of a bandwagon fan base that you can sell out.
It's because but the Cubs sell out. They have that. I think the Cubs they have probably 36,000 fit regularly, something like that. I'm guessing that. They would sell that out if they fucking checked your history, your family tree back to how many passionate Cubs fans you have. I think they would sell that out every night no matter what.
I don't think they would.
I absolutely do.
Now they're good, but like during their bad years, I don't think they would.
I do. I mean, again, I don't follow them that closely just because it's with the NL. When we're talking about a different league or a different conference, I don't really pay attention to the other one.
Right.
So, but from what I've seen casually watching, I think there are plenty of really, really passionate Cubs fans.
I can't wait for one day, like 10 years down the road, when like Theo's probably won like 4 more, and the Mets try to do what the Knicks did with Phil Jackson. Like, yeah, why don't you come here and do it? But he's like washed up and doesn't really care anymore. And we pay him a boatload of money, and it doesn't work. That's like classic Mets. He should run for president. He should run America.
It's amazing. I've always been fascinated by Theo Epstein. I read that piece on him recently in ESPN, probably about 3 weeks ago, a month ago. And he's truly one of the most fascinating guys I've ever heard about. He's such a weirdo.
But
I love
incredible baseball mind. He started when he was what, like 25? He had like
20. Oh, he was already working for the Red Sox, but right. 26
he became, was the GM, right?
He was the GM, yeah.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah. And it was just like, just talking about the stories.
Think about how many people were like probably furious at him. Like, if you were the GM of a team, what, a year ago?
2 years ago.
Like, so many old baseball people were probably like, fuck this guy. How does he, what, fuck
he, and he wasn't, like, next in line.
Right. They, like, it, jumped. They
it
like,
was, he was, from, he was working in the basement before he got the GM job.
What the fuck?
And he, granted, 2004, a lot of that was Dan Duquette's team.
Yeah, yeah. So he was just kind of like.
I mean, still, to be 2007. I mean, this, Red, 2016, this Red Sox team is still largely Theo Epstein's team.
Right.
And they were.
But your boy Portnoy didn't even know on the rundown.
I heard him say that on the rundown. I'm like, what do you mean, eh? Like, every superstar on this team, Theo Epstein fucking drafted.
And I didn't know for sure, but I was like, I'm pretty sure I've had this conversation with Feidelberg. And he went, eh, again. I wanted to be like, eh, you're fucking wrong.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like, the whole outfield, there's, except for, like, Hanley and David Price and.
Yeah, like, the big free agent acquisition. Right. Everyone else is homegrown from Theo's years.
Theo's,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, that guy is a fucking legend.
It's and the reason he left. The reason he left was because they did the Sox, the upper management didn't want to let him run the team like he wanted to, which was build the farm system, and he like still did that without their permission.
Right,
and
then behind their back, still was able to build almost a championship contender. All right, let's get into some weird KFC radio stuff. I apologize to all my girls out there who probably really don't give a shit about the World Series, but. It's World Series edition. I had to get something off my chest. We're going to get into a reader tweet before getting into those voicemails. The tweet is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek probably filled up Wrigley what's their stadium now? Not the Jake anymore. Whatever.
Progressive
Field. Progressive
which
Field.
Which is fucking hilarious when you think about the fact that
they're the Indians of Wahoo.
They're the Indians of Chief Wahoo. It says Progressive Field with this big fucking caricature of a Native American who we genocided. And we still make fun of them. Progressive Field, come fucking wear red face and a fucking Indian.
Bang the drum. And yeah. Well, I'm sure Progressive Field was filled with people getting tickets on SeatGeek because SeatGeek is the best way to buy and sell tickets on the secondary market for concerts and sporting events. Combines all the tickets being sold, like I said, on the secondary market into an easy-to-read chart where you know exactly what you're paying and what you're getting. They have a 100% guarantee. So you don't have to worry about it. You can shop with confidence, and you can shop with ease. You just find your ticket. You find your event. You find your ticket. Click a couple times, and it's yours. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to answer questions about being a robot. You just get your ticket. So here's what you got to do. Download the free SeatGeek app. Go to settings. Click add a promo code. Enter my promo code KFC, and you're going to get $20 back to you after you made your first ticket purchase. It gets mailed directly to your house. If you were a Cubs fan alive in like 1908 and you still need a check mailed to your house, if you're a normal person, they will just send it directly to your PayPal account. So download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code KFC today. Today's reader tweet, listener tweet, comes from my girl Colleen. She's overseas right now in Asia. She's gone to Asia for like 15 months or something. Crazy, crazy idea. Very, very, very bad idea. So she says, I'm not in America, and I can't leave a voicemail, but I have a question topic for KFC Radio. Sexting. Number one. We'll do this in two shots, John. Number one. If a guy says, send me nudes, what should those pics be like? Boobs, full body, boobs. We'll talk about that in a second, too, et cetera. My friends and I have different thoughts on this, so we're looking for some male input. First, before we dive into this question, I want to bring up something that you said the other day on the blog, which is the realest shit you ever wrote. There's no good middle ground word for tits.
There's none.
We've got boobs, which makes you sound like a child.
Boobs. Boobs.
Boobs. And when you know when people jokingly spell it B-E-W-B-S? That's what I think of when I'm like, boobs.
Yeah.
I want to see your boobs. No. You just say it like a valley girl. Boobs. You can't say boobs. Tits is like either you're like blatant, you're like trying to be like misogynistic, like hey tits, come over here with your pair of tits,
right.
Or you're like heat of the moment banging some chick, and you're like I want to come on your tits,
right.
Then you're dropping the T bomb.
It's such like how you said boobs. Like I can't hear tits without like some dude in a fucking backwards trucker hat.
Tits.
Like this is fucking tits.
Tits.
Girl.
Show me those titties.
And no one ever says just tits. Like it's always fucking beforehand
fucking
too.
Tits.
So it's like even double down on it. It's like just some dude in like a fucking Patagonia vest and a backwards hat. Like, we see those fucking tits.
Let me date rape you a little bit.
Look at that chick's fucking tits over there, man. It's just you can't say tits.
And titties too. Like titties is like a combination almost where it's like now you're being vulgar and childish.
Here, too many syllables in titties.
Yeah,
it's gotta
a
be
long
one syllable.
Word.
Dick, cock, it's gotta
oh,
be.
And breasts is the other one.
Breasts
sounds like you're a doctor.
Right.
Let me see your breasts.
Yeah.
Like, are we doing mammograms here? Because that's what I think of when I hear breast. I think cancer next.
Yeah.
So I don't want that, okay? So, yeah, then when it comes to guys, you have short, sweet words that all fall into the correct categories.
You have, the penis is the doctor one.
The proper term.
Right. And then you have your cock, which is a chick having sex, like, oh, I want to suck your cock.
Porn star talk.
Right. And
shout out to Asa. She just calls a dick a cock all the time. Just straight cock every time she talks about it.
And it's just a dick. Like, look at that guy's dick.
Dick.
Look at that dick over
it's
there.
It's a dick. You can say, like, well, my dick. You could be like, my dick hurts.
Right.
Or you can be like, come on over, get on this dick, girl. And it's, like, sexy.
Yeah.
But then it's not too vulgar. It can be used in every different way. Dick is so versatile.
Dick's fuck's one of the greatest words ever. Probably the greatest word ever.
Oh,
dick's
no.
Up
There's
there.
No debate.
Yeah.
It's the greatest word ever. It's the most versatile word ever.
But dick has some play.
Oh, yeah.
Dick's great. Dick.
Fucking dicks, man.
I'll do dick talk all day. But and then people were trying to, after that blog, people were trying to tweet me, like, use this word. And they were just worse. There's just no good word for boobs.
You know what?
It's like,
this
it was
also
like gum cans, hooters.
Oh, yeah, that's
fun
hooters,
bags, chesticles. Like, get the fuck out of here.
No,
dude.
Those are all. There's a reason why those aren't even in the conversation.
Right.
Those are the worst of the worst. You could also say this about the vagina. Pussy's pretty. It's not as bad as, like, cock. You can kind of say pussy. But you can't really.
I'm just thinking, like, if I was doing, like, locker room talk on a bus with Donald Trump, I could say pussy. I wouldn't say I'd fucking grab it, but I could say pussy, like, if I was just with guys. I'm always doing this, like, if there's a girl in a conversation.
Right, well, so that's my point. What would you like, say, would you drop pussy casually around a girl?
Yeah. Nah.
No,
I don't know.
Wouldn't.
I don't know.
But you
I would, like,
vagina
I would,
either.
I'd say pussy in other contexts. I wouldn't say pussy talking about a vagina.
Right, you're a pussy.
Yeah.
That was a pussy move, whatever.
But I don't know.
If I was talking about your actual genitals, I'm not saying vagina because then I sound like your fucking gynecologist.
Yeah, okay.
And you only
say vagina with a speculum in your hand.
Yeah. if you certain girls you can say like pussy around, but if I'm like if I don't know you yet or whatever, and I'm trying to talk about this,
I'm you know how who I'm like thinking in my head when we're discussing this, any of the girls in the office,
right? Perfect
like,
example.
Like I know would well I, enough. I fuck around with
pussy like. I don't even know. I can't even think of a conversation where we'd be talking about it, but like, oh, that girl's pussy. I would not do that. I would not do that in front of any of these girls. That's where you got to just be ridiculous. You got to be like her honeypot or something like that. You come up with like
no.
something totally ridiculous.
Dude, like the fucking, the joking words for vagina are even worse than the joking words for boobs.
How about when
people
hoo-ha, say.
The hoo-ha,
the vajayjay. The vagina, the vagine.
The vagine. Oh, they're all, those are worse than like Hooters.
Yo,
and,
you know what really
whatnot.
Bothers me? Really bothers me. Unusually, like usually I don't care too much about this stuff. When chicks say vag.
Ugh. Vag is a disease.
Yeah, like, right? It seems like a fucking bad place. I don't want to go to the vag. But I want to go to your vag, but I don't want to go to the vag.
I don't like vag.
And I found a lot of girls drop that pretty casually.
Ugh.
I know a lot of girls who would just be like,
girl,
oh,
well,
yeah,
girls are disgusting. Yeah, girls are gross.
Low-key the grossest people in the world.
Fucking gross.
Way grosser than guys.
100%.
We're like 80% gross and open, and they're like 100% gross but closed. Like sneaky. Vag. How about when dudes say like axe wound?
Ugh. No.
Or like a clam or like a slit or whatever.
No. No. No.
I keep going, but I'm not going.
No, it's the worst. God damn it. Fucking disgusting.
I think we just need to agree with the ladies out there to say pussy.
We just got to say pussy?
Like, I think they should give us the green light on pussy.
I mean,
I would imagine most girls would not be cool with that. Like, they would either think that's, like, sexual or they'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, like, I don't like this guy because he's a guy who says pussy.
Right. But I think that should be like dick. You can say
pussy
dick.
Should be like dick. Pussy should be the dick.
That's what I'm saying. We need male-female agreement on these words. Yeah. All right, let's get back to this question. The first part of this question from Colleen. When a guy says send nudes, can be open to interpretation in many ways. What do you personally think, and do you think there's a general answer? Like, if you were to send that, what do you want?
Personally, I want something that's like out of Hustler.
Okay.
Like, don't send me Playboy. Send me Hustler. Don't send me your tits. Don't send me a side shot of your ass. Post that shit on your fucking Facebook, because like, I don't give
on IG.
I don't give a fuck.
That ain't moving
that.
The needle.
Yeah. That's got nothing on me.
I disagree, but I like where you're going.
No, like if it like I want like get like a stirrups like gynecologist. Get those legs up. Get like a fucking selfie stick out. Fucking reach that down.
Bro, no way, Jose. I do not want like when like in porn when they are like all up in there, I skip that. I don't need to see your cervix,
dude,
bro.
Give me like the fucking mirror shot like this. Fucking.
I mean, I can get down with that.
Yeah, like no one can see me, but just picture that. Just incorporate a mirror and bend over and then you know.
Figure it out from there. I mean, I'm with you in the sense that I want
basically if there's like no asshole in it. Put it on Facebook. Let your nana like it. I don't give a shit.
So when John says send nudes, he means I want to see your asshole. which is, I commend you for just being honest there, because every guy wants to see your asshole. That's what it goes down to. That's why doggy style
is
awesome.
Because
so I can see your beehole. And that's why girls get self-conscious about it, because they're showing their beehole. But if we're just putting our cards on the table, that is what we want to see. It's the most hidden thing. You know, it's like we see your cleavage. We can see like the outline of your butt. And then you want to get to the goods that are hidden. That's if we're sending nudes and we're doing something private. You want to see the private shit.
Right. I don't like, tits do nothing for me. So like,
I'm not a boobs guy.
Yeah.
I'm an ass guy. If I say send nudes, I want to see your ass. And I don't necessarily need to see the hole. Would prefer. But that would be my first choice.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's definitely, if we're going G-rated here, it's definitely ass first.
I love that it's G-rated. Yeah, it's great.
I'm honestly, God, like, post it on Facebook. That means nothing to anybody.
I mean, the rise of the IG models has just, like, ruined the notion that, like, you know, a casual sexy shot is something, like, a big deal.
Right.
Guys just don't care about that anymore.
No.
It sucks to be a girl. Between porn and Instagram, it's like, you really got to put some effort in to move the needle. Really got to bring the heat. So I would say, but from a girl's point of view, if you are trying to ease into this and like not show the goods right away, I would start with boobs.
I wouldn't. I guess. I guess just no.
If, but if I'm saying, going from her point of view, do you know what I mean?
If like, I'm going boobs, though, like don't like do a full like get a full mirror, full nude. Like you don't have to have like
right.
That, I guess that's go Playboy with it for just start. I guess. I mean, but let's also make one thing clear: no one's gonna send anything back. Like no one's gonna be like like that sucked. Like,
yeah, so, I was about to preface it by saying beggars can't be choosers. You right. can send me a picture of yourself in like a nice pretty dress, and I'd probably be like, okay, yeah. okay. So I'll take what I can get. But if you want to know what guys are really thinking or wanting or expecting, we're hitting you with the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say that if you're trying to play hard to get or whatever, breaking man code here by talking against us, like, don't show your asshole right away. Leave that one, you know.
When I say this, I'm not. When I say that, I'm thinking of a girl I've like had sex with multiple times and I'm hooking up with and I've okay. been sexy with. I'm not talking about some chick I just met on Tinder.
Like, well, that's a very different story. So let's talk about a girl that you maybe have talked to or just got her number and you're flirting, you're texting, and you want her to send something. What are you expecting?
I don't think I've ever, and I don't think I would. I'm not that guy who would just be like, let me see your boobs like before we've ever met or I've seen them in person.
That's commendable, John.
I mean, I don't think I am. Maybe I am. I forget sometimes.
There's just so many of them. For John.
No, so many. I know. No, it's just track. No. You want to know why I forget? It's because like I only like get the courage to participate in this kind of thing with a hard buzz on. Right. So it gets like blurry whether or not I instigated or they just came. Sometimes I don't think I'll tell you what this guy, this John sitting right here, he's not going to do that. You talk to John Friday, Saturday, 2 a.m.
He might do it.
That John might be asking for nudes if he's never met you. I forget why I was talking about that.
Well, like, how would you treat it differently? So, like, what would your expectations be differently?
Oh, yeah. In that case, yeah, I'm not looking for, like, you to be fingering yourself in a picture.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah.
I would be absolutely down with, like, a sexy, flirty shot.
For sure.
I'd be like, happy about that. If it's a girl you're with, to be honest,
I think that's why I don't ask, because that's what I'd expect, and I don't give a shit.
You don't care.
That. Like, I'm not going to waste your time to go take that picture because you're going to take 40 of them.
Here's my thing. Yes, you're definitely going to take as many.
Your time. I'm not going to waste my time sitting there.
You're going to make self-conscious, and then I'm not going. My thing, and we've talked about this before, so I'm a little surprised about your take here. It's not like I need this picture to like get off. It's about, like, the game and the fun of it all.
Right.
And it's like, I got, you know, you're into me enough to, like, send me this, so it's fun. So no matter what the actual picture is, I'm like, okay, we're getting somewhere with this.
100%. Like, there's very few, if any, that I'd, like, jerk off to.
I'm not sitting there looking at your pictures cracking stick.
Right. It's just, it's the game.
It's a game. It's fun. It's awesome. So... You know, I would like.
We're pushing boundaries here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're getting naughty.
Right. It's a fun game, and you kind of like escalate it and take it to higher places, and it's fun. It's good shit. So I would say to if you let's do a middle ground. You're trying to you want to be sexy. You want to like make this guy happy. You're comfortable with sending him something, but you don't want to like go too far or show all the goods. Just send a picture of your butt.
But yeah, butt's always good.
Do something sexy over your shoulder, lift your dress, whatever you want.
Lift the dress,
show
Kevin.
Butt,
hey, that's one I've never heard of or seen, but I can get into lifting a dress.
Number two of this question from Colleen over in Asia. If you send or sex nudes, this is a perfect follow-up, before you've ever actually hooked up, can you potentially set expectations too high?
Yes.
Quick answer from Johnny there.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what you just said is so true. You're going to take 40, and you're going to find one that all of a sudden looks awesome. And, you know, maybe it's not the same thing when you're in real life.
Yeah, and then there's also it could just not look as good as it does in real life, too. And
right.
And then the person's just like, oh, never mind.
Although I will say I feel like it kind of usually goes the other direction.
It usually does, but there's been instances where it's kind of like, Maybe maybe I'm not so into this anymore. Like, you know, I mean, like, some vaginas just look different. And if someone goes close up.
Now we're back to John talking about, like, cameras up inside of vaginas.
Someone's just like, it's like, oh, that's not. I mean, like a lot of times people see it. Once, again, we're talking about someone you haven't had sex with before. So, like, once you've had sex with someone, then, like, you're a little more intimate with that vagina.
Right.
It holds a little more dear place in your heart.
You're friends with that vagina.
If I got ugly buddies who I still like, right? And I have ugly friends, so I'm like,
do you fuck your ugly buddies?
No, but, like, I'll hang around with them, but I'm like, ah. Like, I'll see a picture of them, and I'll just be like, that's not a person I'd like. But when I'm hanging around with them, I'm like, I like this dude. He's a good guy.
I follow.
Like, his personality, his character, the things he does are fun.
Bro, if you tell a girl that her vagina has a nice personality, that is that.
But, like you got your buddy who's, like, just, like a person who kind of grotesque, but he's crazy. So, like, you're like, ah, I'll fucking hang out with Tommy tonight. He's a nut job. That's kind of, like, how a vagina can be. Where, like, I don't know how you work and how fun you are to be around. Just seeing you, I can be like, that's not a person I like.
Well, I'll say this. You have to be very self-aware on if you do have a vagina that people aren't going to like.
Yeah. I don't think it's hard to tell.
Right. I mean, there's some...
There are plenty of reference points.
Right. And you know, I don't even want to say some of these descriptions because they make me go... Blah, blah, blah. But you know when you've got a nice vagina and when you don't.
Yeah.
So send pictures accordingly. So you think you can set the bar too high. So sexed... See, this is where, like, now you're not going to get what you're asking for because you're telling her, don't send me, you know, explicit pictures because...
I mean, don't say that. Don't say, hey, can I get a nude but nothing too nasty? she's like, this guy just wants to fucking rate my outfit tonight.
Show me your shoes.
That's going to go a totally different way. Like,
hey, I'm into the shoes, too. You can send me pictures of shoes I'd get off, too. Fine.
Send me a picture, but... Nothing too raunchy, please. That's not going to go the way you want it to. She's going to be like, fuck, I got a gay friend. God damn it.
In summation,
this is like some shit. Like, we'd have to draw it out on a whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is math equation
right.
stuff where you got to find
We got, like,
spot.
That chalk on the windows, John yeah. Nash style yeah. here. I mean, this is why sexting is a whole fucking lifestyle. It's a whole art form. But... I would send your butt, and I would not necessarily make it the absolute best of the best. Mail it in a little bit. Give me like a 7 out of 10, so that when we're together, maybe you can up it to like an 8 or 9.
Oh, I wouldn't say mail it in.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, mail time's always about setting expectations, setting the bar appropriately. If you put on like your hottest this and your best makeup and your best lighting and you look fucking awesome, it's like having a profile picture where you
see,
look great and then you see someone in person, you're like,
I think that doesn't. I think that one you always got to go to the tens because we live
but
in.
You're contradicting yourself then because you just said how it can or you're just saying you have to ruin expectations.
Yeah, because here's what I'm thinking. It's we live in 2016. We live in a time where a spooky ghost exists.
Right.
If your nudes are leaking,
they better be your best nudes.
You want your A1 shit out there.
I hear that.
You don't want like some fucking crazy ex-boyfriend to have your 6 out of 10 ass pick so he can fucking leak it and fuck you over. Everyone's got to be a 10.
So you got to just put your best foot forward in case your best ass forward in case. Doomsday scenario happens.
I mean, I'm saying the ruining of expectations is possible. I don't think it's ever happened to me, but I'm just saying, like, it's always possible to ruin expectations.
My
sure.
thing, too, is that if we're sexting, if I've never met you and we're sexting, and now we're together and I'm going to bang you, I'm not going to be like, that picture looks a half a point lower than this
right,
than
right.
real
I'm
life.
I'm going to have my iPhone out double checking.
Right. I'm going to be like, it's about to go down.
Just make sure it's your ass. That's like.
Yeah, I hate the girls who send everybody like other girls
because that's noticeable.
That's cheating.
That's like on like a Match.com thing you said where like I came to meet a Barbie blonde and there's like a fat brunette here.
Right.
Those like use your picture.
That's
but give it your good. Give it your all. Give it a good shot.
I think that's
just
a compromise.
Just to protect yourself.
Right. Don't go out there like I said doing a 7 out of 10 because John is right. But just make sure. That there's not a complete. Don't use a picture from 5 years ago if you know you're going to see me.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? There has to be some sort of. It all has to line up. All right, let's get into the voicemails now. These are brought to you by 5-4 Club. 5-4 Club, it's an LA-based clothing company. You can only get 5-4 clothing by signing up for this membership. Once you become a member, they're going to send you a package about once every month, and you're going to get a few pieces of clothing. Right now, it's the fall. We're heading into the winter. That means you're going to get jackets. You're going to get sweaters. You're going to get hoodies. You're going to get jeans. All that good stuff, all the best stylish clothes is going to be sent directly to you. Are you going to like it? Of course you're going to like it, because you're going to go to 54club.com ahead of time and set up your style profile. The style profile means your size and your fashion sense, so that 54 knows they're sending clothes that you like and clothes that fit. There is a 100% free delivery and also free returns if it doesn't fit. And like I said, you're going to get only exclusive clubs clothes from 5-4 Club. Right now, if you sign up, there's an exclusive collaboration with iconic menswear designer Mark McNary. You sign up today, you use my promo code KFC, and you're going to get 40% off your first package and a pair of Clubmaster sunglasses, which are worth $75. This offer expires November 30th, so go to 5-4 Club, spell it out, F-I-V-E-F-O-U-R, club.com, use KFC, 40% off, and those sunglasses. Let me pull up these voicemails right here. Shout out to my man Connor the Mick, who went through the voicemails as always each week. Let's talk about when you're oblivious with girls.
Hey, fellas, this is Nick from Ohio, calling in. Went out with a girl this week. And she was a coworker of mine, but I had just quit my job, so she asked me if I wanted to go out for drinks, celebrate. Didn't really think much of it. Then realized, like, after the fact that it was probably maybe a move on her part. But while we were out, we were talking about, she asked who I was dating, and I said, nobody. She said, why not? And I said, I probably wouldn't even date me. In retrospect, after I realized maybe she was making a move, I realize I'm kind of an idiot. So I was just wondering, what is the worst line you guys have ever used on a date or out with a girl that you didn't realize how bad it was until after the fact?
First of all, that was me. I made that call. I mean, I didn't really, but like that was...
That's you. That's the guy you are.
That's exactly,
where it just goes right over your head.
Well, dude, you could have like... I mean, you could hand deliver me like notes, just being like, "Hey, this girl just told me to come give you this note and say she wants to have sex with you." I'd be like, "Yeah, okay." This fucking random dude wants me to rape this chick. Like,
set me up.
There's no way that she's into me like this. There's no way. Like, yeah, I'm with that with absolutely everybody.
I mean, so if a girl came up to you, if you quit, if one of the girls in the office, you were done here, and they were like, "Let's go out for drinks," and you were like, maybe, maybe not," and then she was like, "Why don't you have a girlfriend?" Would you be like, I don't know, why the fuck would you want to date me? And just like, you would be totally oblivious that she's putting out the vibe.
10,000%, I would be totally oblivious.
Why do you think that is? Like, you're a savvy dude. Like, you know the game.
Because of that exact reason. Like he's like, I would date, like, yeah, it's because we hate ourselves. Like, that's why.
Self-loathing.
Like we can't grasp the idea that, like, a girl would like us. That's part of hating yourself, Kevin. It's a significant portion of it.
It's so true. It's like, I can't imagine, I've thought about this before. In two ways. If you're a chick and you're just a 10, just a fucking dime, you have to know that. At some point, you have to acknowledge that. Even if you went through an awkward phase or you were fat or whatever, when you become a 10, you have to know that when you walk out of the house, you're a 10. If you're a dude that just, like, fucks tons of chicks and it just, like, you see the Matrix, they just, like, love you and they flock to you and everything you say and everywhere you look is perfect, I don't know if I could live life like that. I mean, I could, trust me, but I'm saying I can't even imagine it.
No, I wouldn't want to be that guy, because no one likes, like,
yeah,
every, like, crew has that guy who, like, he goes out every night and he's just, I want to fuck.
Right.
And, like, that, like, and, like, he usually does, because he, like, succeeds. Usually has game.
Right.
But it's, like, it's just so insufferable. Like,
I totally
he's
agree.
The guy who's at a bar, like, at a bar for a fucking baseball game, and he's just like, yo, let's go to a different one. There's no chicks here.
Right.
Like, who gives a fuck? I'm here to fucking eat wings and watch baseball, right, man. I don't give a fuck if there are girls here.
I totally agree, but this is also... coming from two dudes who, like, couldn't get laid that easily. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah, no, but, like, but there are, grapes there are most of us.
Yes.
There are more of us.
For sure.
And there are
for
fewer sure. of these guys.
Like 99-1.
With a master key.
Right.
And it's. But, like everyone knows, like, that guy's just annoying. And it's not annoying. It's not jealousy. It's not annoying that he's, like, that he gets girls. Like, I don't give a fuck if you go. If you fuck, you
good,
know.
Good for you.
A girl every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, good for you. I'm not mad. I mean, sure, I'd like it, I guess, but I'm not no part of me is like really envious.
Right.
But you're just annoying when I'm out with you.
Yes. You're bothering me because all you can do is talk about chicks. Again.
Exactly.
Like, but I think I genuinely think of it as like a skill. Like being like a quarterback. Like you are under center and you're in the pocket and you just like see it.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like.
Shia LaBeouf, the greatest game ever played, when he can visualize the
course.
Like all the trees disappear and it's just him in the hole. It's literally just him in the hole. That's all they have.
The whole bar disappears and it's that chick and every look she gives, everything she says, everything you say, it's just clicking.
Right.
That I can't even like wrap my brain around.
I feel like it's a burden to have.
It is. It's almost like that. Because
regular guys are just like, you're so fucking annoying, dude. Like, who gives a shit? He's like, yo, no, this chick, she just walked by. She's in the back left corner. Like, I'm like, dude, I didn't see her, man. I don't have eyes like that.
Totally with you, man. It's like the Mel Gibson movie, What Women Want, where he can hear them. You lose your mind.
Right.
Yeah, it's a skill, and you can definitely benefit from it, but you will lose your mind if you're that fixated on it. But I do think there's a middle ground between that dude and you, who's like, I would never even pick up.
Yeah, there's a middle ground. It's just like a normal person without like social anxiety and fuck
and self-loathing issues. Yeah.
That's the middle ground. Just a normal dude.
I mean, there's something to like, you know,
I think
Catholic self-loathingness that like plays into it big time.
But yeah, definitely, it plays into it 100%. But I think there are a lot. I think a vast majority. I think this guy thinks he's on an island. I think it's a very populated island.
Yes.
Yeah. There are a lot of guys who are just like, I could, like, signs. Like, there's all that bullshit you see in rom coms. I've seen a couple of them that are like, oh, if she's playing with her hair. Like, I'm basically just reading you the script from Hitch right now. But,
right.
She's fiddling with her keys.
This
she's
way.
Playing with her hair.
Yeah.
Like, I am aware of those things. I don't necessarily totally believe them, but. I mean, I would never notice it in conversation. I would never notice it.
If you can, that's when you really see the Matrix. Not even with just chicks.
There's like, that bullshit, like, too. Like, if they're fucking, like, irises are, like, swelling or something.
Dilating
like
or whatever.
Yeah, dilating.
Yeah.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I
believe it, though.
I could date you for 2 years. I wouldn't be able to tell you what goddamn color eyes you have.
No, I mean, there's no way I'm going to be able to. Can you imagine sitting at a bar, like, trying to stare at a girl's pupils?
Hang on,
like,
stop blinking for a second.
Those look like a millimeter extra dilated.
Yeah, trying to see if you're going to fuck me tonight.
I think if you can see that kind of shit and understand that shit, you can use it in business, you can use it in social, you can use it for chicks.
Oh, like, no.
It's invaluable, but it's such a fucking production. Yeah. Such a headache to do it.
I'd rather just be the quiet guy.
Do you know what I totally believe in? 100% believe in? Like pheromones, like non-fucking things you can't see. Like, I think there are certain people that put out vibes that I believe in that 100%. Like, when you see, like, I can go into a bar. I got a buddy. I can go into a bar. We could say the same exact line in the same exact, we could look the same. There will be chicks that will respond to him better because it's just like an aura that he has. He's just got like a presence. I believe in that 100%.
Yeah. No, I do too. For sure.
And it's like, fuck that.
For sure.
Fuck that. You can't get that. You can buy nice clothes. You can get nice hair. You can do whatever. You can't, like, buy the presents.
That's how – and to be fair, because that's how people talk about Tom Brady a lot. Like, he comes into
commands a room
and
it's just
like
a
everyone's
hush.
Like, whoa.
Yes.
And one thing they'll always say, too
– also helps that he has 4 fucking Super Bowls, but
– it's and that he's really handsome. Like, these things all enhance an aura.
Right.
But it's – they'll always say the biggest key to it, though, is that, like – they can make you feel like, even though, like, you know, everyone's looking at him, he makes you feel like you're the only person in the room.
Yep.
And, like, this isn't, like, women talking about it. This is just reporters. It's
right.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. It applies to everything.
Right. And I think that's where I fall short because I can't fucking.
We're not interested.
we're,
like, looking around. We're checking the phone.
I can't pretend. I try to pretend to be interested. I'm just not interested in anything.
Have you ever just, like, looked at a girl while she talks to you? Like.
It's not just a girl, though. It's like a guy, too. Like, I'll just, like, anyone. I'm just like, oh, my God, you're still talking? It's been 30 fucking seconds. What the hell?
Like, make eye contact. Next time someone's talking to you, make eye contact and just keep eye contact while they talk. Don't look at your phone. Don't look away. Don't look at the waiter. Don't – nothing. It's the most awkward thing in the world.
And I don't have, like, that panic, like, oh, my God, what do I say next? What do I say next? I have a panic, like, I have to talk again?
Right.
We have to keep doing this? This is ridiculous. God. Can I just sit and just, like, not talk? And this kind of is starting to bleed into being miserable, which is what I dislike about you. But it is just like...
Yeah, by the way, it's ridiculous that you're not... You're just talking about how much, like, you hate yourself and self-loathing, and I'm on the hook.
But I do it all silently.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's the point.
I'm happy about it.
You don't know I'm self-loathing until, like, a question about it comes up. But aside from that, I'm just like, quietly sitting there just being
at least
like,
I'm fucking honest, bro.
I'm not honest. A huge issue of mine is honesty.
It's actually funny because I always say, always lie, like lie every time you open your mouth. But then I'm just an open book with my feelings at all times. A little bit contradictory on that one. long story short, I can't even give you an example of when this has happened, but like just a million times before.
Yeah, no, it's I try and block them all out.
Times.
Our boy Tyler IM, he's had this before where it's like, he's been like, tell me, you know, tweet me your, the times you missed a sign. And he's retweeted him. It was a long time ago, so I don't know. It's kind of bad that I'm bringing this up because you won't be able to find it. But there were some fucking bad ones.
So I want to do – I've been thinking about this. I want to start a segment just called Awkward Moments. Awkward Moments with KFC. Awkward Moments with Feidelberg. Hashtag Awkward Moments. Tweet – does not – you can miss a sign. You could fuck up with a girl. You could fuck up at work. Whatever. Any of these times where you just socially are a cripple, tweet them at me. We'll come up with ours. And we'll share these, and then we'll all be in the trust tree together on the internet, sharing. It's like Barstool Confessions.
Yeah.
We'll be sharing all your awkward moments, and just so people like this dude know, like, you're not alone, bro.
Right.
Like,
yeah. 99%
of the world is this way.
Yeah.
So, new segment will start next week. Awkward moments. Tweet us with the hashtag, and we'll go through the best and most awkward ones. You win, but you lose. And
no, let's call it "Ran Through the Sign." That's too long.
"Ran Through the Sign" works for specifically for. For this.
Yeah.
When you missed something with a chick. Awkward moments can be anything.
Okay.
Dating, work, social, whatever. Basically just tweet us like embarrassing shit to happen to you so we'll make some content out of it. Oh, this one is right up your alley, Feidelberg.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is so right up your alley. I'm going to give it a sponsor. This is the Feidelberg voicemail of the day. It's brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings, 1 week fantasy football. What does that mean? It means you don't have to worry about season-long commitments. It means you don't have to worry about annoying commissioners. It means you don't have to worry about people vetoing trades, waiver wire pickups. You don't have to worry about draft busts and injuries. Every single week, you draft new players to make new money. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. Right now, you head over there and you use my promo code KFC. You're going to play for free with your first deposit. This weekend, over $1 million in total prizes are being given out only at DraftKings.com. Renew old rivalries, start new ones. There's 50-50 contests where all you got to do is finish in the top 50%. Or if you come in first place, you're going to win that big cash. So head over to DraftKings.com. Use the promo code KFC. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Let's talk about girls who punch you in the face.
What's going on, KFC? Quick question for you. So my ex-girl now, we got into this little debacle kind of thing. She punched me in the face, not once, but twice. And instead of, like, you know, being an asshole,
what, two?
Alcohol was involved. It was me talking to a chick.
This is good enough already, right? This dude got one-two'd. Like, he got the two-piece. The Chris Childs, Kobe Bryant two-piece. Where it goes next is just insult to injury.
Apparently flirting. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. So, then she turns around and breaks up with me.
Oh!
Calling me a lazy and, you know, all that, this other shit. How should I approach this situation? Because I really don't know if I should just, like, never talk to her again. Maybe I should, like, go and try to, like, fuck her friend. I don't know. Help me out. See what's good.
Punch twice, and then you get dumped by her. What's the mode? What's the play?
You got to wear that one.
It's just
don't
on
go try to fuck her friend. That's embarrassing. That's like high school stuff. That's gonna lead you down a messy road. I feel like
I'm not saying don't do it out of like a moral standpoint. I'm saying
she'll kill you.
Right, like this girl just beat you up, and now you're gonna fuck her friend.
For kind of flirting with a random girl at a bar, if I heard correctly.
Yeah,
she punched you in the face twice for kind of flirting with a girl. You bang this girl's friend, she's gonna murder.
She will murder you in your sleep, man. This is a tough, scary broad. I would not fuck with her at all. I don't even know how you ended up dating a chick like that.
You count yourself lucky, though, because usually, as I've read in the statistics, abusive relationships are really difficult to get out of for the abusee.
True. So she cut you loose.
She hit you with two hard ones and then let you go. I guess that's the best you can hope for in a relationship like that.
Have you been punched? You've been slapped? You've been hit with shoes? Have you been closed fist punched?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think that's a different. Like, I think you can slap me, and I can look the other way on that. Because, like, that happens. Girls get mad, they slap you. It's a thing. Get slapped by a chick. If my chick punched me, I think I would have to, like, divorce her. I think I'd be like, I don't think I can be around you. Like, from a pride point of view, I'd be like, yo, that girl, she fucking jabbed me. She fucking clocked me, dude.
I don't know. I don't think that's too different. It can't have felt too different than a slap.
Correct. I agree with that. But it's the notion of it. That you, like, close fist squared up, like, pop, pop.
that's outrageous. The double hit does.
Yeah. Like when you're boxing and, like, you got your trainer, pop, 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 pop. Like, she just fucking.
That was your goddamn
jaw. The combo, dude. Yeah. That would bother me. Do you see the scar on my fucking shin right there, John?
Is this like a circle? I truly don't.
You can't really see it anymore. See that divot?
This is like people showing off like surgery scars and whatnot. Like,
I got a mug thrown at me, and it fucking smashed right up against my shin bone, and it just put a hole in my shin. It was like a whole burst from just straight impact, like a fucking meteor. And I just got this divot in my shin. And I look at it every now and then. It drives me fucking crazy that I'm like, I got fucking whacked with this mug. If I got one tooed, that would always be on my brain. I would never be able to, like, look away.
I don't know. I think
you have to break up with her, like, for sure. I think the problem is if you're, like, married or you're, like, deep, then you're in trouble. If a random girl that you're dating that you have not proposed to or, like, live with or anything fucking punches you, you dump that chick. Or if she dumps you in this situation, you fucking walk away and consider it lucky that you dodged a goddamn bullet, probably literally down the line.
In theory, you're right.
But this guy, he's crazy.
I'm just like, he sees the crazy in the eye, he wants it.
John's like, you got to double down and propose.
I can't even, I see, no, like, I'm not thinking like that. I'm really not. I'm just thinking like, well, maybe. I guess this is part of being the abusee in relationships. Like, kind of like, well, maybe she had a good reason.
This is bad. Yeah, maybe. Like, I mean, I shouldn't have done
maybe
that.
Maybe that was my fault.
I was flirting. I was kind of sort of flirting with that girl, so I deserved it.
Yeah, that was.
I walked into a door. Fell on the stairs.
That's how I got. I'm kind of like, well, she probably had some pent up anger. You were probably, you know, probably doing some shit that pissed her off for a long time, and she just snapped. Like, that happens. People snap.
You're broken, bro. You're broken on the inside. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You're broken.
I'm so broken.
There's some girl out there who needs to take on a project. Oh, speaking of, I believe we have figured out a date for our girl Trisha for Couch by Couch West. We've narrowed it down. I will announce a winner. If you want to get tickets to our second show, they're still available. Go to thewilbur.com/artist/barstool or just go to thewilbur.com, search Barstool. We have tickets available still for the second show. We have an after party both nights going on. Details still coming out on that. It'll probably be later in the night so we can finish the show. You maybe get some dinner, then we all get back together and boozed up and have a good time. So it's not just the show. We're going to get out there and rip it up. So go to thewilbur.com, get your tickets to the second show of Couch by Couch West. And if you got tickets to the first one, be on the lookout for the after party details. Gonna just pass this on. Like, this is, we're not even really gonna talk about this one, but this chick wanted to call in and congratulate Big Cat on the World Series. You just have to listen to the way she pronounces a certain word in this because it's so outrageous.
KSC Radio. It is around.
What was that?
There's no. That was just.
No way, right?
That'd be a little.
But listen to the rest of the voicemail.
KSC Radio. It is around 1 a.m.
Yeah, she's drunk.
Time.
So what?
Big Cat Girl.
She's just being like, KSC Radio.
No.
No, but she's just like being. Like, I mean, she doesn't think radio is pronounced like that.
It is around. KSC Radio. It is around 1 a.m.
She's just drunk and fucking around. There's no way there's a human being who exists.
Sincerely hope so.
Who thinks that that's Proud's presence. It's just not. It's just,
if that was you,
that's
please.
That's just impossible.
If
that's
that
impossible.
Was you, please reach out and assure me that you were just being drunk and like Valley Girl trying to be funny.
She's just being a little.
KSC Radio.
Stop over there. KSC Radio.
I'm going to show you my boobs. KSC Radio. Look at my boobs. What do we got here? This is a very philosophical question.
Yo, what's up, KFC? Big Cat Feidelberg, high school stoolie here from New York. I was just filling out some college applications, and I had to write about what would the title of my life be if I were to write a book about it. So I was just wondering what you guys would have put for what the title of your life would be, maybe.
You get a book written about your life, John. What would that title be?
Eh?
And like, but like, draw it out with the H's. Like, eh.
No, I think it's just eh.
Just eh. Just E-H?
Eh. Eh.
Fights.
Eh.
Would it be by John Feidelberg? Like, would you write your own book? Or would it be like, Kevin Clancy writes a book about John Feidelberg? Eh.
It'd be eh. The John Feidelberg story.
I wish I could. I gotta like dig up these like blogs and tweets because I've definitely said like put this on my tombstone or put this on my autobiography. I mean, along the same lines, I think I would go a little more loquacious with it, a little more wordy. I think I would just say, "Embrace mediocrity."
Embrace mediocrity.
The Kevin Clancy.
Yeah,
story.
That's what.
I mean, I've done. I think I'm gonna pat myself on the back a little bit here. I think I've done more with mediocrity than maybe anybody ever.
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, I've made a nice little name for myself being completely mediocre.
I always think, like, if someone was trying to set me up on, like, a blind date and they were asking, the girl was asking questions and they were replying honestly. Like, is he good looking?
Yeah.
Is he funny?
Is he a nice guy?
Is he smart?
Does he have a good job?
Like, it's all, they're all S. They're all like if I was a video game character, like, all my attributes would be, like, 65 to 70 range.
Right. Like a 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, turbo. Like a 5.
Like, everything's like meh. I don't
know. I always say this, I'm completely average in every way.
Yeah.
I am so medium. I'm just so skinny fat and like not tall but not short. Like kind of funny but not really funny. Don't make a ton of money, don't make like no money, just medium, just average, bro.
It's so insanely average.
I'm just like straight in the middle of that bell curve.
It's like I'm like a good like third line bench player.
Yeah, right.
I'll have a journeyman career.
Right. You'll make your money and you'll be around and people will know you, but like
I'm not going to set the world on fire. I'll have like an SC top 10. I'll probably get one of those in my career.
Yep.
Right? And that's about it.
A little like a highlight reel that's like one highlight long.
Yeah.
That's it.
Look at the other times that you open the door on the bench. Good job.
How good would that book be, by the way? It would be eh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, did you read that book about Feidelberg? Yeah, it was eh.
Was it long? Was it short?
Like, it was like, you know, right in the middle, 180 pages, and it was eh.
It's one of those you'd pick up, right? You're walking to the gate, like on a connecting flight. You got 20% left on your phone. You know it's not going to make it. You stop at a Walden Books. You see that right there, and you're kind of like eh.
You go to the cashier. You ever read this book? Yeah, I did. How was it?
Yeah, you're kind of just holding it. You're like, whatever. I'll give it a whirl.
The story of John Feidelberg.
I remember those. They used to have those Air Force commercials that if someone wrote the story of your life, would they want to read it?
Probably not. Like there would be some people out there that find it interesting. A lot of people wouldn't. Love it. What else we got here? In-law talk. Actually, you know what? Is this the last voicemail of the day? No. We'll do two more.
Hey, KFC and company. Walker from Illinois here. I have a question that can be a problem for a lot of guys out there. A few months ago, I had a buddy who was hanging with this girl and her family, and somehow arm wrestling came into the conversation. And long story short, it came down to him having to arm wrestle this girl's dad. My friend is a pretty strong guy, and his girl's dad isn't. He's kind of a feminine guy. And ultimately, my friend let this girl's dad win because he was scared of hurting her dad's pride. And it made him look like a giant pussy because he obviously should have won. My question is, should my friend have just put his dominance on the table and kicked this girl's dad's ass? Or did he do the right thing in letting his girl's dad win? It's been bothering him for a while.
Do you let your father-in-law win at challenges?
No fucking shot.
You just dominate him. You're just going to fucking...
I don't even know that I dominate...
Would you make it interesting? Would you like pretend you're going to
lose? I'd kind of give it like the
Make,
I grunt a little bit, but at the end of the day, his fist is hitting that fucking table. There's no way I'm letting him think that he's better than me.
I'm going to just stop you before you even get to that point. Don't do this.
Oh, yeah, but if you
like,
also
don't like if you're a big dude and you know that your father-in-law is like wimpy, Don't fucking put yourself in a situation where you're arm wrestling.
If this is the guy who let him, if he let him win, I'm assuming he's not the guy who challenged him. Like, you can't also just be like, nah, I'm not going to challenge.
Yes,
like,
you can, I think.
I think you only do it a little bit if he keeps persisting.
Well, right. If he's like really adamant. But I think if it's like, hey, man, let's arm wrestle, I think you'd be like, ah, I got to grab a beer, or like, nah, I'm good, or whatever. Like,
yeah, then you definitely try and just avoid it at all costs. Right. Like everything. Just
try, always avoid everything.
Try and avoid it at first.
Story for life. Avoid everything.
But if he persists and he's adamant about it, then you got to show him what's up.
I'm with you on that. Like, if it's,
you can't let
it's
him,
like, you
wait.
Keep poking. Because
I'll tell you what, if he's a good guy, if he's a bright man or just an honorable man,
he's gonna know.
And he's not gonna respect you.
Right.
Right. You're gonna offend him. He's not gonna respect your gamesmanship. That's gonna backfire.
It's like, oh, so you're not gonna stand up for my daughter when like the chips are down because you don't want to hurt someone else's feelings? Fuck you.
Yeah,
I think that letting someone win is way worse than just beating them.
Yeah, it's way more
fair
insulting.
And square.
It's,
right.
It's just
you, I don't need your pity.
Right.
If you could beat me in an arm wrestle, fine. You're stronger than me. I don't need your fucking pity though.
It's like when the Pats in 07, when they were fucking blowing teams out at halftime, and then they continued to blow them out after it. People were like, oh, they're rubbing it in. It's a fucking third quarter. We're still playing football.
Yeah,
we only go out and take a knee every time. That's
right,
more
that's
insulting.
Way worse.
On the kickoff
string, you're not even
start taking knees at the 20 at the fucking kickoff of that second half. Like, you keep playing.
Absolutely.
You gotta, that's more honor in stabbing a man 10,000 times and really making sure he's dead than just letting him fucking roll over you.
Okay. More honor in 10,000 stabbings.
I don't really know how that one got away from me. That one got away.
We flew too close to the sun on that one.
That was a Michael Scott moment where it's like, sometimes I'll start a sentence, I don't know where it's going. That was that one.
Once you said stab, it was like, oh, I don't know where we're going.
Yeah,
with
this. I had no idea. We lost that one. Hey, it's all right. It happens sometimes.
It does. It happens to the best of us. Last voicemail of the day. It's money. Probably our best one of the day. It's brought to you by BetDSI.com. MLB is over. Now we got to move on to, we got football, we got NBA cooking, we got NHL. I don't know. UFC is probably all year round. Who knows? We got the election Tuesday. The election's finally almost over. So last chance to get your bets in on Donald and Hillary. BetDSI.com sets a lot of the lines that you're already playing on for all the major and minor sports. They are A-plus rated. They are guaranteed safe. They pay out easily. They make betting as easy as possible. So go to BetDSI.com. Use the promo code Barstool10, Barstool10, and you're going to get a $10 free play. So throw it big. Go find yourself a long shot. Throw it down. Make that cash, and they'll let you withdraw. It's as easy as that. They want to take your money. They want you to bet. They want to give it back out. That's the way BetDSI works. It's safe and it's easy. It's BetDSI.com. Barstool10 is the promo code for a $10 free play. Last one of the day. John, what would you do if a girl said this to you?
What's up, guys? It's Dan from Baltimore. I just had a quick question for you guys on whether you think this would be a deal breaker for you or not. I've been dating my girl for about 2 months now, and last week she told me not to be alarmed if she calls me by her ex-boyfriend's name. She hasn't done it yet, and she let me know ahead of time, but she said she sometimes has a tendency to do that. Kind of freaks me out. Not sure how to feel about it, but I feel like things are going too well to end it because of that. What do you guys think? Let me know. Thanks.
You know the Nicki Minaj song that goes, ha, pound the alarm. Right? That's what this is. Pound the alarm.
Pound
dude.
The alarm. Smash the alarm.
What are you talking about? I'm kind of worried about it. Like, you're fucking shit. You're kind of worried about it.
Hey, babe, just want to let you know that, like, sometimes in the heat of the moment, as you're, like, dicking me down, I might, like, scream out in passion my ex's name. It's just a thing I do. I just sometimes like, think about him so much that his name comes out. That's just like my thing.
Even in movies, I always hate that. I always roll my eyes. I'm like, this is so cheap, man. Because I don't think in reality that ever happens.
Yeah,
like, I can't grasp the idea that people do that. That people fuck up that horribly. I guess it happens.
I guess so. But jeez, you have to have no mental force. You have to like have never told a lie in your life. Like you said, like, I mean, every time I open my mouth, I'm lying. So like, I'm just used to juggling this at all times. I'm never gonna make that mistake. Because I'm just a well-seasoned liar. I'm a veteran of the game. But if you're like a really...
It's also just because I have a fucking brain and I know who I'm having sex with.
Right, right.
That's really the main one here. I mean, I guess there's a chance I don't know someone's name. I forgot someone's name if I just met them. But in that case, I'm not going to just pick one. I'll just go silent with names.
This girl once went through my phone when I was in the shower and saw all these texts that I was sending to another chick and then wanted to, like, confront me about it. And she told me that I showed them to her when I was sleepwalking because, you know, I do, like, I do sleepwalk and shit. So she tried to play that card on me, and I was like, there is no fucking way I would ever have done that.
I am a steel trap of lies.
Like, and especially when I'm in my subconscious state, like, I am definitely keeping it in then because that's when I'm, like, the true me. Like,
you know what my dreams are? You know what I dream about at night? Just double checking the locks on my lies. That's all I dream about. When I'm in REM cycle, I'm just going through a vault, making sure everything's still locked up tight. I'm not walking around fucking passing out my cell phone and dick pics and shit.
No way. She said that I was, like, I rolled over and I tapped her and I was like, yo, take a look at this. And the thing was,
I'll give her this. It's a fucking, it's inventive.
The problem too is that it was so incriminating that, like, all the things I was saying. So, like, you know, when it's like, if somebody snoops, they shouldn't be snooping, but what they found is way worse than the snooping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the fact, just like, whenever you try and spin that, it's impossible.
That's what it's, I mean, impossible. So I couldn't be like, you're a fucking liar. I had to be like, oh shit, I got caught, like, texting all these other girls. But that will never happen because all I do all day long is try to keep my lies in order. Whether I'm asleep, whether I'm awake, I'm lying. So I'm not calling anybody's. I'm not getting the name wrong. I'm not. None of those slip ups are happening. If your girl says that to you, I would dump this girl quicker than I would the girl with the 1-2 punch.
Yes, absolutely.
Get rid of both of them. But the chick who, oh, I might call out my ex's name, you beat. You're out of town. The fuck out of here.
Fuck, yeah. I mean, that's really all you can say. This to me is it's exponentially crazier than the punches in the face.
Right. At least the punches in the face you can kind of, like, understand, heat of the moment. You're a violent person.
Right.
But, like, no, don't. And if you do that, like, ride it out until you slip up. Don't shoot yourself in the foot and tell the guy ahead of time. Right. Like, cross that bridge when you get there.
Just
girls are the worst at lying and shit. It's crazy.
Just don't say anything.
Right.
Like, I can't grasp this because it's like, just don't say that.
Also,
just don't say anything.
I'm going to put myself in these shoes for a second because that's what I do. If this is me and I know I have a problem with this, you rely on babe, sweetie, honey.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't do the name game because then you can't. Everybody can be babe. Everyone can be honey. Everybody can be whatever.
I guess you can kind of. It's kind of like when Michael Scott goes up to talk about the sale of Michael Scott Paper Company. He's like, I'm not gonna say we're broke. I'm not gonna say it. And then the door elevator
opens. In your head, I'm broke.
I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. That, I guess it's kind of like that, but it's still, to me, it doesn't make any sense at all.
And it's, I mean, ultimately, it's like the only reason that would happen is you're still thinking about your ex. You still want to be with your ex, so go be with your ex.
Even that, I don't even understand. That's an insane attempt
too,
to hold on to the past. To the
point,
like, subconsciously
that you just
say flies
name.
Out.
Yeah.
That's some fucking crazy, deep-seated issue shit.
And that's coming from John Feidelberg. So you know that's deep. You know that's deep. Episode 192 was brought to you by Sun Basket. Let me ask you a question, man. When was the last time you cooked a meal that you were proud of, John?
Oh, that never. Even attempted to, it hasn't been, I don't know, in a year probably.
Would you?
And I wish I did.
Yeah, would you? Because Sunbasket will help you out with that because they will send you fresh ingredients right to your door with all sorts of, you can, like, pick your diet. So maybe you want to do some vegetarian shit. They will send you just vegetarian. You want to do gluten-free. You want to do paleo to get in shape because we're all getting so fat. We're all getting so fat. You're actually looking a little jacked, but you know, it's not going well for any of us here.
Hitting that vinyasa.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
Yoga. Hey, can I interrupt this Sun thing, Ed?
Yeah.
To talk about yoga for a minute?
Yeah.
I've only done it 3 times. At the end of the day, at the end of the yoga session, I believe they call it a practice. At the end of the practice, you're supposed to lay there.
Yep, and just, like, vibe out for a little bit.
For 5 minutes.
Yep, and it works.
No? It's the most stressful five minutes of my day.
It makes you worse.
It's the one, because they're like, just clear your mind.
Right. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know how to clear my mind. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
that makes me race more.
I think it works, though. I will, like, actually relax myself a little bit if I set the time away.
See, we were talking about this last night during the World Series where Dave was saying he wants to start trying meditation, and I was talking about that, about how it's just, like, I've tried before even in my room because it's just, I think, just the way we are, we're trying to be, like, on all day, on
computers,
on,
like,
everything. And I've tried to just sit there for, I think 10 minutes is where you're supposed to start. Just
10 minutes is so long.
It's so long. And
I'm like, are we done yet? It's like 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Right.
Like, fuck.
And then you're like, well, I got to start again.
Right. Because now I need 10 uninterrupted minutes. Where do you do yoga?
Equinox.
Is it hard yoga or like introductory yoga?
Vinyasa is apparently hard. I didn't know that. I'm going to take it down a notch. But
okay,
apparently vinyasa is the hard one.
I got to get into yoga. It's like the one thing I could probably kind of
come do it tonight.
I can't do it tonight, but I will come with. I will come to yoga. We will do yoga together.
Awesome.
And after that, we'll go home and we'll cook each other a nice little meal on Sunbasket. Like I said, they'll send you the fresh ingredients: paleo, gluten free, vegetarian. They got breakfast options, dinner options, something for everyone. It's all of the meals are created by an award winning chef, James Beard, approved by nutritionists. Everything you need to get fresh, nice, enjoyable, proud meals, non-GMO, seasonable, sustainable, all that good stuff. Right now, you go to sunbasket.com/KFC. You're going to get your first 3 meals for free. It's basically a nice week right there of meals you can cook and be proud of for free. sunbasket.com/KFC. Fight Tolberg. Any last words?
Show me your tits.
Show me your boobs. I want to see your boobs.
Hey, girl, let me see those tits.
You want to see my cock? Yo, shout out to the girls that drop cock casually.
Shout out.
Shout out to them.
Double shout out, yeah.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy, KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy, Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy, Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.